San Antonio, Texas. Please welcome back Bonnie Raitt and her band.
Thank you. to 149. Paul, you killed me, I'm telling you. I'm so honored to finally get to play on tour with you. And Texas was the right place for our first game. Here's a tune I wrote about, 11 years ago. I sing it to myself to remember these lessons in love. Sometimes you have what you need and you don't even know it. I'm still learning.
Tangled in the rushes, babe.
20 years. I did a record in 81 called Greenlight. That's when I met Ricky playing his. Then he came back from Australia where he moved for a few years and played on Nick of Time with my stalwart and steady bass player since 1983, Hutch Hutchinson. George Marinelli over there, a great solo artist as well, producer, songwriter, George Marinelli. And we are very blessed to have a new member of our band, an old friend of mine from Minneapolis, where I made my first album. He's been playing with David Sanborn for about 25 years, and got a bunch of... You should have a gold watch. You got a gold watch out for me, baby. I got your watch for you. A great solo artist as well as keyboard player and singer is Ricky Peterson. We'll put him to the test right now. Watch out! I think I got too much sleep last night. Bike ride on Town Lake and got sunburn like a mofo, you know? This week, but tonight we're playing through it. But you know what? Every one of these songs is dedicated to my friend Stephen Bruton. Yeah. I think I'm feeling good to remember him tonight. Ricky Peterson, play the song before I start set. Thank you. that tune? Let's do an Isaac Hayes song. David Porter, Isaac Hayes, the great Isaac Hayes, who we lost this year. They wrote the song and it was a big hit for little Willie John's sister, Mabel John, who's a preacher out in L.A. now. A lot of work with the homeless. Works with me on the Rhythm and Blues Foundation. Trying to get a little royalty justice for that whole generation of artists that never got paid a thing. And then people are leaping along to their own songs. And I can afford a good lawyer. And I come from a different era and I'm a different color, so I got paid. But let's not forget the ones whose records we really learned from. So, Mabel John, this is for you, huh?
Oh,
Texas, and the Seed Group, which are working so hard to promote alternative energy and not something you're going to have to pay through the nose. They charged you and put a lot of nuclear waste in the West Texas dump. She's on appeal the next few days if you want to give them some help. There's more information out there. I'm going to dedicate this to the folks working on behalf of the environment and a green future. The song I did with Touch of the Night Towers on their latest record is called Premature.
Oh,
John Cleary was in our band for about 10 years. Amazing songwriter and artist, and he's out promoting his own music at long last after 10 years, and also playing with Ricky Fattar and John Schofield's Piety Band. And I've cut four of John's songs, and this is another one I'm going to cut in the future. It's called I Feel So Damn Good, I'll Be Glad When I Get the Blues. John Cleary. Thank you. got the blues right now from Fredericksburg, Texas, but I've been knowing him since Room Full of Blues and Asleep at the Wheel. His own records. Won't you welcome Texas's own Johnny Nicholas out? Greatest musicians, dear friends, since 1971 when I opened for Whiskers Robinson. We've been tight ever since. How long have you known Steve?
I met Steven on the railroad tracks behind the Blind Pig in Ann Arbor, Michigan in 1973. That was right after we recorded for Atlantic Records the Ann Arbor Blues and Jazz
Festival. Oh, yeah, we played that festival and Sippy Wallace was there. That's how long we go back. I'm so glad we're standing here today. I wish you could be with us, but it is, and we'll always be with you. Started off my second record back in 72. It's a Chris Smithers song, one of the artists that Stephen produced. He was a great producer as well. So
he produced one of mine, too.
That's right. Got a song of his with Willie Nelson called Trying to Get Over You, Getting Over You. I'll never get over him. Here we go. But I want someone. kind of man that can hold me.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'd be tempted to ask you. Dress so sharp and plays that harp and seems to understand.
Thank you.
on 150 guitars. Every one of these is in a different swing. So save me time doing myself. And Clint works with our sound, setting us up these beautiful line array systems that we have. Happy birthday, baby. You're the greatest. Saskatoon, full grown man. He's the baby of our group. In this case, I think it's in your 30s. You're growing up real good, Clint. I grew up with John Prine. Oh. your loyalty. In these economic times, especially our generation, most of us are kind of from the same area here, and that's the crunch one between kids at school and parents getting ill. For you guys to spend your money on this show means a lot to us, because I'm happy we were going to still have this job. And the business is very rough. I don't take it for granted. So you know what? We're going to turn this thing around. We just got to have faith. We will not be broken. That's the truth. Here's to peace and prosperity. Jackson Brown, he's a great artist and a really great guy, a great friend of ours and a friend of the earth. Trevor, this one's for you and your family. road tested record. It's called Honey, I Believe You Might Have Made Your Move. Thank you. thank you for sharing this very special night with us. I know my dad played here in Man of La Mancha a long time ago. I definitely feel like his daughter. He sang right up until he was 87 years old. I hope I get lucky enough to come to this theater and see you all being walkers and hearing aids and everything. It's okay. Look at Tony Bennett and Clint Eastwood. Holy cow. The great thing about being more of a character actress than a blues singer is that you can just age and people will put up with it. I don't know about Gwen Stefani, she probably looked beautiful, but I don't know if she'll be able to pull that off at 80. But you know what? Women today can do anything. I'm sitting down because I can't sing the song standing up anymore. It's too sad. Sorry to bring you down, but this is too beautiful a song to leave you without singing. We'll go down here for a while. Stand up and move for you before we go.
Thank you.
pleasure to take deep voices to the places that we all must go. A real journey. And in that spirit, I learned this song the other day. It took me all day to try to be able to get through it and sing one of Stephen Bruce's songs. I'd like to do it again. So you know how special he was, in case you don't know who he is, just go home and Google Steve Blue. He deserves a better word than that, but you know what I'm talking about. So I don't know this song that well, but I'm going to try to sing it for you. Better stand up so I can see these words. Oh, that sounds like an oxymoron. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'll look at it later. It's not ticking, is it? Even on this record.
Seems so distant and cold. The shadow.